Grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is our God and our King. Amen. The King of all kings is coming soon. Of this you can be most certainly sure. The promise from today's Advent 1 Old Testament reading will be fulfilled. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains might quake at your presence. Rip open the skies above and intrude into our time and space. Shock and awe all who are here with your sudden and most glorious reappearing. The day when that most powerful event does occur will be the day when John's vision from Revelation 19 is seen once again. Then I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. The one sitting on it is called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes are like a flame of fire, and on his head are many diadems, and he has a name written that no one knows but himself. He is clothed in a robe dipped in blood, and the name by which he is called is the Word of God. Oh, and the armies of heaven, arrayed in fine linen, white and pure, were following him on white horses. On his robe and on his thigh, he has a name written: King of Kings and Lord of Lords. A white horse, one sitting upon it, called Faithful and True, the Word of God, and King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Eyes like a flame of fire, many diadems upon his head, clothed in a robe dipped in blood. Armies of heaven, wearing fine, pure linen, following him on white horses. Rend the heavens and come down, indeed. This scene is no doubt descriptive of our Lord's great return on the last day. And what a tremendous scene that is, given to us by John, and with it none can compare, except maybe one, or maybe three. A colt upon which no one had ever sat. One sitting upon it called the One Who Comes in the Name of the Lord. One who brings with him the coming kingdom of our father David. Eyes determined and faced toward Jerusalem, yet filled with love and compassion. A linen cloth circling his head. A robe that would soon be divided among Roman soldiers, thirsting for blood. Armies of Passover pilgrims following him on foot, strewing his way with the cloaks from their back, with branches and leaves. Not quite the grandeur of the last day, but this will do as a triumphal entry into Jerusalem. For his coming on the last day will be one of celebration of his great victory over all evil. And it will usher in the marriage feast of the Lamb and of his bride, the church, a feast that will know no end. His triumphal coming into Jerusalem on that very first Palm Sunday would achieve a different purpose. It would, in fact, be the reason why the Lord Himself, Jesus Christ, could return on the last day in conquest and victory. For His arrival into Jerusalem on the back of a donkey would be the cue to all who would come later and who would understand by faith that this was now the hour that Jesus was waiting for. This was the hour when the Son of Man would enter into Jerusalem as her king. He would don His crown of thorns and His purple robe. He would be given His rod with which to rule. He would receive the mocking praises as their king. He would ascend the throne of the cross, by which He would truly reign over sin, over death, and over the devil, through the sacred blood spilled out from His most holy body. At that time, when Jesus did enter into the unholy city of Jerusalem, He would act to make it holy once more. God's people, His gem, He would redeem them all. With each jabbing word of ridicule from the world's leaders, Jesus received the mockery that all sinners lob up to God from the fall of Adam into sin. With each blow from the tormentor's whip, Jesus took the stripes that all of our sins have earned. With His hands and His feet pierced and pinned to the cross, Jesus hung for all the world to see as the embodiment of all sin. He hung for all the world to see as the one forsaken of God. And He hung for God to see as the one sacrifice for all sin, the one sacrifice that was truly pleasing to the Father, the one sacrifice that would save us all. That one sacrifice came into being because the Lord Jesus first slipped into this world quietly through the heavens and into our flesh. His birth into His creation was first announced by His own sobs and cries. Then to a select few shepherds, His arrival would be announced by the whole host and army of God's angels. And they would declare Him to be the peace that God was bringing to this world of sin. His clothing was that of swaddling cloths. His throne was the manger. Gifts would later be brought to Him: gold, frankincense, myrrh. The Son of God, from all eternity, was now Son of Man. And as both in one Christ, He was now capable of being the true representative for all mankind. He was then the new Adam. Jesus stepped into His place, into all of Israel's place, into your place, and into mine. Almost as subtly, Jesus enters into our midst even now. He is clothed with words spoken forth from sinful lips, uttered as a result of breath passing over cords, being shaped by tongue and mouth. He is clothed with water and with bread and wine as he touches us physically with his word in baptism and the sacrament of the altar. And we offer up our sanctus of praise, calling him holy, the Lord God of Israel, of power and of might. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And in these humble means, the Lord Jesus delivers over to us what he has first won upon the cross: forgiveness, life everlasting, and salvation. He gives to us sinners what we so thoroughly need, but absolutely do not deserve in any way. He gives to us himself. And so, the tone for Advent, it is set. The comings of our King are forefront in our minds. We prepare for the celebration of Christ's birth at Christmas with this, our season of Advent. And that preparation includes our reception of his coming to us in word and in sacraments. We are granted access to those great means of grace by Jesus' triumphal coming into Jerusalem and unto the cross. And we are thusly prepared for his coming then on the last day, his arrival from heaven back into this created realm, in a way that will not be missed, in a way that cannot be ignored. Indeed, O Jesus, rend the heavens and come down, even as you did in Bethlehem, even as you did into Jerusalem, and even as you do in water, in bread, in wine, and in your word. All glory to the Son who comes to set us free, with Father, Spirit, ever one, through all eternity. Amen. Now the peace that does pass all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ. Amen.